I can't close my eyes without seeing Jason Pirro's body. Boys like us don't make national news. That's what we tell each other, flinging the long blue arms of police LEDs. Our high-top Reeboks kissed gravel, miles of central Pennsylvania street. Us not old enough to have kissed a lover. Boys like us, cops shoot and ask questions never. We laughed, we ran, we laughed, we hollered, pig! As if it was just another pickup game of basketball on the blacktop. We were so young. How young is too young to teach a boy never turn his index finger and thumb into the hammered steel of a gun? You might die. I breathe for decades. Older and older, and now when I close my eyes, I can see Jason Pirro isn't with us boys, us running from cops. Jason is at home. He was a teddy bear, said his grandpa. He teased his little nephews once in a while, but that was the meanest part he had. Jason Pirro is in his front yard making the best of Bad River Reservation, turning porch boughs into a drum set, each stick cracking stained wood. He imagines making it all the way to high school. Drumline, and here comes that cop with report of a man carrying a knife. And here is Jason drumming, and here there will be no justice for death. No video evidence of Jason's dying, just this one that plays out endlessly in my head. The greatest horror. Writers know it's worse when you can't see the monster. Jaws that catch, claws that bite, hidden in darkness. In Onondaga, our clan mother says, Kasentha, I hide something, Akwerekon, in my heart. But tonight I am done with hiding. Jason Pirro was shot once in the shoulder and once in the heart, and my heart beats faster the longer I sleep, the longer I close my eyes, the longer we hide.